James tells us today this very important life lesson. He said, let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. This should be our life lesson. This teaching should govern our life. Just think about it. It's a very short passage, but something that you can remember and memorize and always keep in mind. Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. When we don't listen, when we are too quick to speak and too quick to anger, we face all kinds of problems. We'll regret what we said. We'll hurt other people by what we said out of anger. Our relationships will be strained. In life, listening is so important. It is a forgotten art of spiritual discipline. We need to restore this beautiful art of listening. And listening is not easy. It requires a lot of practice. It doesn't come automatically because listening is not merely hearing of sounds. That's why it's not easy to really, really listen, because you're not listening to sounds. You listen more than hearing sounds. That's why Jesus said this, let anyone with ears to hear listen. I mean, everybody has an ear, but Jesus telling them, listening, not everyone is listening. But those who have spiritual ears to be able to listen, they can listen. So that's why Jesus said this. So listening is not, it doesn't come to you automatically. Beethoven completely lost his hearing when he was about 44 or 45. After he lost hearing, he stopped any kind of social interactions with people. It was too painful for him to do that. No performance, no public appearances. He left the city and went to the countryside. He saw the beautiful nature when he went to the countryside. And even though he could not hear any sound, such as a bird's chirping, leaves rustling, and the rivers flowing, he could not hear any of that, but he was able to listen to the nature more clearly than ever before, when even more clearly than when he had hearing. There in the countryside, he wrote the famous symphony, Symphony Number 6. It's often called Pastoral Symphony. I'll let you hear just a little bit of it. You know the song. That's it. So when you go home, listen to Spotify, Symphony Number 6. Beautiful. You can even feel the nature. When he was not able to hear anything, he was able to listen to this music. And he wrote it. He was able to listen to this with imagination. He didn't hear the sound, but he was able to listen. He listened with the heart of music. So listening, my friends, is not just hearing sounds. Sometimes sounds hinder your listening rather than helping. When we hear too many sounds, we cannot really listen to what we are supposed to really, really listen. So we need all silence to listen. Sometimes I can listen the best early in the morning, like 2, 3 in the morning. Sometimes when I wake up, I hear that no sound whatsoever. And then I'm able to hear so many things in the morning, early in the morning. I just want to be quiet. When I drive, I don't turn on music often, mostly. I'm just driving quietly because that's my sanctuary where I can listen. You know, while driving, I listen so many creative ideas. So I realize that listening is, you require silence. No wonder it's not an accident that the word silent and listen, they use the same alphabet. Listen, silent, they use the same alphabet. Silencing ourselves, being where there is no noise, that is the best way to be able to really listen to the inner voice. When I first started early morning prayer at this church, for some time I did it every morning, Monday to Saturday. But now we do it once a week. And then what I did was, after there's a 30 minutes of meditation and all that, I kept it really quiet and then just pray. And then people could not pray. They said, we need music, background music. With the music, I cannot pray. So when there's a music, I cannot pray. So early in the morning, as soon as the worship is over, I go to my room and pray. Because I need silence to be able to pray. Silence is the best way to prepare yourself for you to listen. Don't constantly fill up your silence with sounds. Many people are so uncomfortable with silence. They feel there's a void, emptiness. Something's lacking. So they have to fill up silence with background music or whatever. Even though they don't watch TV, they just turn on TV and they feel comfortable rather than being silent. Because they kind of equate silence with emptiness, the void. But my friends, be comfortable with silence. Befriend with silence. You may be surprised at what you might listen. Actually, silence yourself. Not just the sound, but silence yourself. Your anger, your prejudice, your worries, and your fear. You need to silence these things to be able to listen. Silence your gremlin within you. Within you, the gremlin is telling you, you idiot, you made that kind of mistake, you stupid, why are you doing this? You're not good enough. And the gremlin constantly speaks to you. And then you need to silence this gremlin to be able to really listen. That's why Psalmist said, be still, be quiet, be silent, be still, and know that I am God. When you are silent, you may be able to meet God there. Prejudgment in your mind really hinders and blocks from true listening. We often filter what we want to hear with prejudgment. We choose to hear what we want to hear. Not only that, we hear in our own way. So sometimes we hear totally different things from what the person says. We hear in a distorted way. So we don't really hear. Our listening is also very selective. The rich and the powerful, we listen. And we want to listen to their stories. But poor And the powerless, we don't care to listen to them. That's why so many powerless people, they have to shout out for us to listen, but nobody listens to them. They are voiceless people. Even though they yell, people don't listen. But Jesus is the opposite. Jesus heard not only the powerful and the rich. Jesus heard. Jesus listened to those who were not popular, who are weak and vulnerable and poor. Jesus heard them. Jesus heard their outcries. God listens to those who are weak and suffering from injustice. When the Israelites were enslaved by the powerful Egyptians, when they were suffering from injustice, they cried out and God listened to them. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out of the slavery, their cry for help rose up to God. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When Hagar was kicked out with her son Ishmael into the desert, God listened to Ishmael. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. The way God listens is very different from the way we listen. We listen to the rich and powerful, but God listens to those who are suffering, especially those who are suffering from injustice. My friend, listening is the best gift that you can give to each other. When you listen with the total attention, you make people valued. When you really give your listening ears to somebody, you make them feel valued. Listening means you care. Listening takes energy. So when I listen to people for about an hour for counseling or whatever, I get so drained. After that, I can't do anything. Listening should be at the core of our spiritual discipline. Prayer, it's not speaking to God. People misunderstand. Prayer is not speaking to God. Prayer is listening to God. Majority of your prayer should be listening to God rather than talking to God. Sometimes people think the sermon is about speaking. I speak here about 15 to 20 minutes. But before this, several hours, I listen. That's what sermon is. Most of the time I spend listening. Several hours. And at the end, I just come here and for about 15 to 20 minutes, I speak. But that speaking part is a very minimum part of sermon. I want to briefly say three things about what listening does for us. First, listening gives you understanding. When you're able to listen to others without prejudice, your understanding gets deeper. When you put down your prejudices about a person and listen to him or her with empathetic ears, you'll be able to understand the person better. When you listen to yourself, you'll be able to understand yourself better. Many times, so many people don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. They don't listen to their life. So they make this decision or that decision without really listening to themselves. So they make all kinds of mistakes because they don't know themselves. They don't understand themselves because they didn't listen to themselves. Once first you have to listen to yourself and your life, then you know what to do. It will tell you what to do. But without listening to yourself or your life, you make all kinds of mistakes, all kinds of decisions, and those are mistakes. I hear so many people come to me and they regret their lives. They made a wrong decision and they tell me they didn't really listen. They didn't really pray about it. They just follow their emotion and whatever, and they made a decision and they made realize they made a mistake. But after 20, 30, 40 years later, what good is it? Listen. Listening gives you understanding of your life, of yourself. Take your time to listen to your life. You'll have a better understanding of your life and you'll become wiser. Second, listening not only gives you understanding, listening transforms you, changes you. When you're able to listen really, it changes you. Tremendous transformation. You know why people don't change? Because they don't listen. That's why they don't change. If they really, really listen, they will change. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets, but unfortunately he suffered from depression. He wanted to die. He asked God to kill him. Even the prophets can suffer from depression. So this prophet was struggling, and then he listened. He was able to listen to God. And that changed him completely. He thought he was all alone in doing God's work. But he realized that there are so many other people around him. So this is what scripture says. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. He heard this sound. Oh, I'm not the only one. There are many other people who are faithful still. And that changed him. That changed him. He was transformed. Jesus said, you shall hear the truth, you shall know the truth, and that truth shall set you free. It will bring freedom to you. If you really listen to the truth, that truth will set you free, will change you, transform you. Third, listening brings about unity. When our relationship is strained, do you know that the first thing that goes? Communication. Listening. We don't listen to each other anymore. Couples, when they have problems, they don't listen to each other. They don't understand each other. Mostly men, about 80%, when there's a marriage problem, stonewalling. Ah, you talk. I don't care. Stonewalling. They don't listen. They don't listen to what wife is saying. They don't listen to what wife is going through. I mean, the other side too. The husband, same thing. But they don't listen. When there is a problem, I mean, when you don't do listening, when you carefully listen to each other, then unity is possible. Love is not romantic feelings. Love is not an abstract concept. Love, to me, is listening to somebody. When you love somebody, you want to listen to them. Not only what they say, but you want to listen to their suffering, their hardships, what they are going through. That's caring. That's what love is for me. This whole world, we don't listen to each other. Because that's why this world, we experience so much division, hatred. Jesus' last prayer, this was prayer that he did before he left. Only one thing, actually, he prayed for. You know what that was? That was unity. Jesus' last prayer was for the unity. As we are one together, I pray that they may be one. That was basically summary of chapter 17 of John. Last prayer was unity. Let me read just this little portion. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. That was Jesus' last prayer. But before this, he said this. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them. They heard them, listened to them, and they know them. They know in truth. So first, they listen to the words that Jesus spoke to them. So this listening gave them the unity. Unity comes from listening, listening to the truth. Where there is true listening, there will be no more division, but harmony and unity. We are all different. Our age is different. Our culture is different. Our taste is different. Our preferences, we are all different. But difference does not necessarily divide you. Difference actually makes you whole. All by yourself, you cannot be whole. With others who are different, together we become whole. And when you listen to each other, listen to our differences, then unity and harmony becomes possible. And you become bigger in that way. I pray that this church, we may listen to each other so that we can become whole and understand each other and build beautiful community together. And listening is powerful. Please learn this beautiful discipline of listening. That shows your integrity, your ability to listen. That gives you your integrity. That shows who you are. When you listen to God, you don't hear sound. If you hear sounds, you better see Joe Park. You don't listen to sound. But when you're able to listen to God, there are many, many different ways of listening. When you're able to listen to God, your life will be transformed. Build that. From when you're young, learn to listen. Listen to life, listen to yourself, listen to others. Your life will be much better in that way.